Good morning, church. I'm Stacey. I am the kids pastor here, and I get the absolute pleasure of finishing off our series on Mark 12:30. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all your strength. Out of curiosity, who managed to do their homework from ads last week? Cool. I love that. That's one hand. And, you know, I think that's really telling because I think it takes all of us, all four things, we have to do it all and not just with one part of our soul. And that's why this verse is so important for us. So we're loving Lord with all of our strength this week. How strong are you? Are you stronger than me? Whose muscles are bigger than me? Yeah, probably most people's. I like that. All these boys down here put their hands up. Yes. So does that mean that they can love the Lord, their God, with more than I can because they're stronger? Do you think that Jesus wanted the most important commandment for us to be about actual physical strength? Deuteronomy 6:5. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's from Moses. And I don't think strength is about our physical strength. Moses was pleading with the people to love the Lord their God. He uses three parts of their very being this is important. It's the most significant commandment that we can hear. Originally, the word that Moses used was meod. Now, meod in most places in the Old Testament was actually an emphasizing word, very much, very good, very bad. Love the Lord your God with very much, or as I'm going to refer it to, as all your muchness. When the ancient Jewish scholars translated the original Bible into the Greek, they actually used the word power and strength. They also used a word, wealth. Love the Lord your God with all of your wealth. And I'm going to break that down a little bit more, but money can be our resources as well. It's all of us. Everything we have control of, all of our muchness. Jesus reiterated this verse when he was questioned by the teachers. He knew they knew this. He knew that they repeated it twice a day in their prayers. He uses four descriptive words this time. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. With everything you have. The Greek word that Jesus used in Matthew and Mark for meod was strength. And this is used six times in the New Testament. The mighty power of God in Ephesians 1:19. Be strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10. His might, 2 Thessalonians 1:19. And finally, in 1 Peter 4:11, serve in the strength God provides. Who provides the strength? Whose strength is this? It's God's strength. Who makes our muscles? You can chip in here, guys. Who makes our muscles? God does. Who makes our brains in our head? God. Who makes us good at playing a musical instrument? Who gives us the ability to play sport if that's what we're doing at school? God. Use what God has given you to love him. Our natural strengths. Philippians 2:13 says, for God is at work in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. He's provided the strength. And he's asking you to devote every part of your body, every inch of your being, all of your muchness to love him. I'm going to break this down into four ways that we can use our strength, our muchness, to love God. First, love God with all your strength by God-loving habits. I know in my head that I love God, and I know God softens my heart. But so often, I drift away from my habits that strengthen me. And I don't want to be lukewarm for God. I want my first things to always be about rest in Him, prayer, worship, the things that I know will strengthen me. Quite often I'll overreact to things, and I'm sure no one else here does. No one gets angry. No, none of those. And it can be almost in that moment, or maybe a little bit after, that I go, oh, oops, I've forgotten my habits. It's so easy to drift away from those things when we're busy, when the pressures of our life pull in. But habits need to become so ingrained that we do them without thought, like muscle memory. Who can remember learning to ride a bike? Yeah, most of us can ride. Yeah, I've hopped on one since. It is something that you kind of almost remember. But I do remember teaching my kids. And there's steps to it. So, you know, like you have to push one leg forward. And as you're doing that, this leg's kind of lifting and then it sort of moves over and then it's pushing down. There's three or four steps to this. And as you're learning and as you're teaching your muscles to do it, it's a little bit awkward and it's difficult. You have to learn. Eventually you get to the point where you can do it without support. That it becomes something that you've done without actual thought. You just get on the bike and ride. And that's what God-loving habits can be for us if we build them. Start with a 5-minute devotion and work your way up to more. Get it to the point where it's been 40 minutes and you're praying and you're like, oh, oops, I need to start my day. But start small. Start with one step. Get it so ingrained in your life that it becomes something that's muscle memory. Second, use the gifts that God gave you to worship Him and serve others. Just like the bike riding, the more you use this gift, the more you will grow in it. 1 Corinthians 12, 4-7. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. We all have different strengths. We all have different gifts. And as we keep asking God to show us what those gifts are, He will clearly show us. No matter what your unique gift mix is, there is something for you to do to love the Lord your God. I know this because I've watched it in myself. When I first started here at CCW, I took my kids out to kids' church because they couldn't cope. And I helped my kids assimilate into the program. And as I was there, I went, oh, there's a few other kids out here that need help. So I started helping them. And then I went, oh, hang on a minute. I wonder if I can do a little bit more. So I chatted to Danny and I became the trainee. If I hadn't have made that first step, that first push of my bicycle, I would never have grown to where I am today. I had to make that first step. And the Lord grew me. 1 John 3:18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. Use your gift that the Lord has given you. And in serving Him, you are worshipping Him. And your reward is more of Him. It is truly life-giving when you serve with the Lord. We are all uniquely made and we all have a different purpose in life. Our life experiences and our natural talents that God's given us, the strengths, our muchness, are suited to something. But so often we get in our heads, yeah, and we go, oh, you know what, I know someone else is probably better at that. They've got more time. Nah, he's not calling me to that. We think we're too small. We assume someone else is called. So we choose not to make that step. God will find a way to use you. Trust him. The third way we can love the Lord with all of our muchness is with our stuff, with our money. If the ancient Israelites translated that original miod into wealth, it's something we should stand up and pay attention to. It's now strength, but our stuff is our muchness. And we all have something. Zacchaeus is such a great example of loving the Lord with his muchness, with his wealth. He's a rich tax collector, so he had heaps of wealth. And in Luke 19, you can read it in, Luke 19:8. Zacchaeus is so overjoyed. He's like moved. You can see this movement. You can feel this movement. And he's like, I'm just going to give you half of what I have. Like, you do what it, give it to the poor. I don't care. It's yours. I'm just, all of his muchness. It came from within. He was so overwhelmed to do it. And then he went, hang on a minute, there's two parts of this message. I can give my muchness. I've got more. I'm going to pay back those that I've hurt four times. He just did it. And you don't see in the scripture that he was overwhelmed, that he's worried or stressed. He was so overjoyed to give half of his wealth. He was drawn. So hands up who wants to do that. Yeah, me neither. And I don't think I'm called to. And I don't think we all are. But what we could do when we're opening our wealth and our stuff to the Lord is open our home. Pray. Ring somebody. Give them a gift. Repay them back four times. Do the dishes. Buy some flowers. Open your hands to what you have and allow God to use it for his glory. And the final way, the fourth way that we can love the Lord our God with all of our muchness is to do this with every single opportunity that we have. Not being a Sunday Christian, but being a 24/7 Jesus-loving, God-serving worshipper that we truly can be. Practice worship of him daily. Seek to use your gifts. Keep your resources with an open hand and allow every moment to be a moment of strength worship. It's not easy. If it was easy, we would already be in heaven and the world would be great. But with practice, training, determination, we can love the Lord our God with all of our muchness, 24/7. Let's love the Lord our God with strength by building God-loving habits, using the gifts that God has given us, using everything we own, all of our stuff, and using every opportunity. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you reiterated these words for us so that we know this is still an important command. For using all of these words to give us the way in which we should love, so that when we fall short of loving you in one way, we can use it in another. Help us to see the gifts that you have given us. And give us the opportunity to open our hands with our resources. Help us build God-loving habits so that we can strengthen our relationship with you. And show us the opportunities that you do give us to love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are forgiving. And even though we do fail, you give us a way through. in your mighty name. Amen.